Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to file a new claim.
Can I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It is 245-89-0624.
Could you verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth?
It is Juwan Roberts, January 15th, 1999.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Oh, I like to do a direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. May I have the routing number and account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, the route number is 03-110-1279.
031.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Looks like you have 031.
031-101-279.
Yes, ma'am.
And go ahead with
account number is 169-124-410-690.
169-124-410-690.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your address?
The address is 152 EMO DENE Clay, Mobile, Alabama 36606.
152 EMO Gene Place, Mobile, Alabama 36606.
Yes, ma'am.
One Sorry about that. Computer was moving slow. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for a disaster unemployment assistance, meaning there's a severe thunderstorm or whatnot?
Can you repeat that now?
Are you filing for a disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When's the last day you worked?
It was January
27th, 2022. I'm sorry?
January 27th, 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
The second one.
Okay, it would either be yes or no for all. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that would be no. Do you have a real estate license?
You said you have a what, ma'am?
Do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a return date?
No, ma'am.
What was your job description, sir?
Insurance adjuster.
Who's your separated employer?
Pilot catastrophic.
You have a telephone number for the company, sir?
You got a telephone number?
Yeah, for the company.
It is 1-800-345-2287.
When was your employment start date?
It was August 29th, 2021.
When's the last day you work? The 27th of January, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working? I'm sorry.
I was released due to claim volume.
Why are you no longer working?
Because of claim volume and because of licensing.
I'm really not understanding what you're saying. Was it a violation of the company policy?
No, ma'am. It's because the claims volumes had went down, and I didn't have
lack of work.
A lot of licenses. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What city was this work performed in, sir?
You said what city has been performed in?
Yes.
Mobile, Alabama.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
You say yes?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you are required. I'm sorry. You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Is what we just did with the questionnaire. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Or if you choose to call by telephone, the telephone number you should call is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet. Mr. Roberts, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed and better day.
You do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome.